And then with regard to books, main responsibility for the scriptures. And at the end of the page, the elder asked him, "How are you in the scriptures, friend?" "I am studying the Majjhima, Venerable Sir." Now, the Pali word here means I am familiar with Majjhima Nikaya. Not just studying. I am familiar with that. I am well acquainted with Majjhima Nikaya. And then, on the next page, when a man is still learning the first 50 by heart, that means the Pali word is reciting the first 50. He is faced with the middle 50, and when he is still reciting that by heart, he is faced with the last 50. There are altogether 150, actually about three more. 150 suttas in that collection of middle length sayings. And they are divided into three, the first, the second, and the third group. So when you are reciting the first group, the second group may come to you and you may mix up. And when you are reciting the second group, the third may come to your mind and you will mix them up. So it is not an easy task being familiar with the Majjhima Nikaya. That is what is meant here. So it is not learning, but reciting. And in paragraph 52, then he recited the Dhatu Katha to the bhikkhus. Recited here means taught them, not just recite to them. He taught them Dhatu Katha. Dhatu Katha is the third book of Abhidhamma. And then, in the next paragraph, about 10 lines from the bottom, go and learn it from our own teachers. You find that? Yes. Well, our should be your. Because this monk proclaimed that he would expound the three Pitakas without studying the commentaries. So the other monk wanted to make him realize that he was not qualified to do that. So he asked a question, and the other monk gave an answer. And then the monk said, something like, meaning it is not correct or something. Then again, three times he asked this question, and three times he said, So he gave the different answer for different times. So the elder later on say that the first answer you gave was a correct answer. But since you have not learned from a teacher, you are not firm on your answers. And so when I say whom, you give another different answer and then another. So go and learn from your own teachers, not just reading books or something like that. Even in these modern times, just learning from books is not quite enough. Now, for example, Abhidhamma. You need a teacher or a friend to help you. Otherwise, you will not understand properly. So go and learn it from your own teachers. And then where shall I go? And so he went there. And then, on the next page, close to 55, what can I "What are you saying, Venerable Sir? Have I not heard it all from you?" Now, after learning from that monk, the monk asked him to give, after teaching that monk, the teacher monk asked the pupil monk to give him a subject of meditation. So the monk said, "What are you saying, Venerable Sir? Have I not heard it all from you? You have been teaching me these things, and now you are asking me to give you a subject of meditation. What can I explain to you that you do not already know?" Then the senior elder said, "This path is different for one who has actually traveled by it." The Pali sentence really means, "This is the path of one who has actually traveled by it." That means, I know only from books, but you have practiced meditation and you have gained some enlightenment. So this path is different for me. So please teach me meditation, although I have taught you the books. So that is what is meant here. So this path is different for one who has actually traveled by it. Or it means this is the path of one who has actually traveled by it. So those who have not traveled by it do not really know this path. And I have not traveled this path. So please teach me meditation, something like that. Then in the next paragraph, "The arahant path befits our teacher." That means the attainment of arahantship. So the teacher practiced meditation and became an arahant. So the pupil said, "The arahantship befits our teacher." And then in the next paragraph, supernormal powers, regarding supernormal powers. "They are hard to maintain, like a prone infant," or like a what?
Young corn.
Young corn. In my book, like a baby hare. First, prone infant. What is prone? Face down or face up? Both?
I thought it was lying. Prone is lying down.
Yeah, face down?
I don't know.
It's
flat.
I don't know. In Pali, it means lying down face up.
Face up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like a what do you have there? Like a young corn.
Yeah.
That means you have a tender crop. That's fragile. In the first edition, he had a baby hair because he misread the Pali word. The Pali word is S-A-S-A. But he read it as S-A-S-S-A. The Pali word is S-A-S-S-A. And he read it as S-A-S-A. S-A-S-A means a hare or a rabbit. S-A-S-S-A means a crop or corn or something that grows. So I think the editors, or he himself, corrected it in the second edition. So supernormal powers are impediment only for vipassana meditation, because they are gained through the practice of samadhi. So they are not the impediment for samadhi or samatha meditation, but for vipassana meditation they are impediments. Now, approaching a good friend, the giver of a meditation subject. So you must find a teacher who can give you a meditation subject. And approaching a teacher is described in detail. And it is very different from the practice, especially in this country or in the West. Here, teachers want to attract pupils, and so they are very 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 willing and very eager to teach and something like that. But here, the one who wants to practice meditation has to approach a teacher very in a very careful way, and then not to offend him and so on. So it is very different. Here teachers want to please those who come to them. Now, the practice of loving kindness meditation is mentioned here, right? May they be happy and free from affliction. Then he should develop it towards all deities within the boundary. Oh, now, the boundary on page 98. When a bhikkhu takes up a meditation subject, he should first develop loving kindness towards a community of bhikkhus within the boundary, means within the boundary of the monastery. The Pali word here used is Sima, which also means a consecrated place where formal acts of Sangha are performed. But here, Sima simply means a boundary. So, the boundary of a monastery. So, loving kindness towards the monks living in the monastery, just that. May they be happy and free from affliction. Then he should develop it towards the all deities within the boundary, that means within the monastery. Then towards the all principal people in the village, that is his alms resort, where he goes for alms. Then to all human beings there and to all living beings dependent on the human beings. This is also misunderstanding of the word, one word in Pali. What really is meant here is that then to all beings, beginning with human beings. So after sending loving kindness thoughts to principal people in the village, that means a village headman or an official in the village, he should send thoughts to all beings, beginning with to all human beings. So may all human beings be well, happy and peaceful, and then may all beings be well, happy and peaceful. So not all human beings there and to all living beings dependent on the human beings. No, that is not so. So the translation should be then to all beings, beginning with human beings.
And what does it mean towards all deities?
The spirits, tree spirits and guardian spirits living in the precinct of the monastery. We Buddhists, we believe that there are spirits all around, and tree spirits, guardian spirits, guardian of the monastery, guardian of the person and so on. So we send thoughts to them. And then with next paragraph, with mindfulness of death, thinking I have got to die, he gives up improper search. And with a growing sense of urgency, he comes to live without attachment. Actually, he comes to live without sluggishness, not attachment. When there is an urgent sense of urgency, when there is the thinking that I've got to die, then I can't afford to be lazy. I can't afford to be sluggish. I must practice meditation. I must make effort. So the word here should be not attachment, but sluggishness. Is there another word for that? Laziness, something like that. Indolent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to live without indolence or sluggishness. That means to be energetic in the practice of meditation. And then paragraph 61, the good friend, he is revered and dearly loved, and the one who speaks and suffers speech. The speech he utters is profound. He does not urge without a reason. That means urge to do improper things. He is wholly solicitous of welfare and partial to progress. What is partial to progress? Does it make sense?
Partial you often means favors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But here the meaning is, he is on the side of progress. That means he is making progress. So I look this up in the dictionary, and it says to be fond of or something. But it does not mean to be fond of progress. He is on the side of progress.
So he's progressing?
Progressing, yes. And our next page, about 6-7 lines from the top, the end of the paragraph, has reached the destruction of cankers by augmenting insight. That means by practicing insight. That is just jhana as its proximate cause. And then, next paragraph, I am one whose cankers are destroyed. Why not? He declares himself when he knows that his instructions will be carried out. Actually, he knows that the other one is a practitioner, not that his instructions will be carried out. If you know that the other one is a meditator, then you may tell him what you have attained. But usually, normally monks do not tell the attainment to other people.
So they will be practiced instead of carried out?
His instruction, not even his instructions. But it could be said his instructions, though. But yeah, practiced. Or he knows that the other one is a practitioner. The other one is and the one who practices meditation. And then paragraph 70 on page 101, about 4 lines down. If he does not allow it when asked, then they can be done when the opportunity offers. When he does them, 3 tooth sticks should be brought. That means should be given to him, should be presented. A small, a medium, and a big one. And 2 kinds of mouth washing water and bathing water. That is hot and cold. And then on the next page, paragraph 72. If he does not ask, but agrees to the duties being done, then after 10 days or a fortnight have gone by, he should make an opportunity by staying back one day at the time of his dismissal. That means, even though he is dismissed, he should ask permission and announce his purpose in coming to that monk, to that teacher. So, make an opportunity. I don't know what that means. The Pali word here is to ask permission. So when he is dismissed, he must not go away. So that he must not go away, but ask him permission. I want to say something. And then when you ask, tell him that he comes for the practice of meditation. So it is how to approach a teacher. Okay then. We'll talk about temperaments next week. The explanation about temperament is very interesting.
I'm already thinking about next time, about when you come next, and so I looked at the book, and I looked at the next chunk that we could do. It's quite long.